out docking another soulmate. Happy. Howdy, friends. How are y'all? Yes, sir, you guessed it again. It's your old woods rider himself, Jelly Elliott, and all the knotheads gathered up here under the old pine tree coming your way for the next few minutes. And we do hope that you'll drag up a chair and relax there and probably enjoy some of these old tunes that we have picked out for you. And here we go with the first one. And it features Bob. Bob Henderson with his Strata Potato fiddle. And I told you how Bob got this fiddle, and here he is with one that he does a right smart job on. It's a little thing called Uncle Pen. I didn't like that a bit. You cut it too short there, Bob. That was mighty fine fiddling, and I know most of the old-timers out there. In fact, I believe all of them enjoyed that. Uncle Pen. Friends, I want to talk to you just a little dab, dab and a half, two dabs here about the forestry boys. Now, whether they're your local foresters or they work with the state or Uncle Sam, it don't make any difference. They're all human beings, and they're with special training. They've all got special training, special ability, to do the job of keeping the forest green and growing and safe from fire. They're really doing one of the most important jobs there is in the United States, and that is keeping fire out of the woods. They're trying to keep fire out of the woods, but still there's some people that'll be careless with their matches and cigarettes and let the fire get out. And that causes these boys to have to work night and day. And friends, I've got an interest in this thing, and I know most of you out there listening have. In fact, all of you have. You just get careless, that's all. That's the only thing about it. And I want you to look on to these boys as just one of you. I've known of cases where some of the boys would have on maybe a necktie, and some local guy that lived out there in the woods somewhere would poke fun at him just because he had on a necktie. Well, that don't make any difference whether he's got on a necktie or hip boots and red pajamas. That still don't make any difference. He's still a human being. He has special training to do this firefighting job. As I told you in a past program, that I have been on cases, been on fires where a man called himself backfiring and he burnt off the whole country. Well, these boys have been taught different. They know where and when and how to set these fires, and they need your help. It's just like being a game warden or being a traffic cop or being any officer, I'd say. They can't do the job by themselves. You've got to cooperate with them. I've got some good examples. Some of the high schools are forming local forest protection crews. They're trying to help prevent these forest fires, woods fires. Even if more folks would just help mop up and patrol a burned area where the fire's already burned. After the fire crews has got the fire controlled, if more people would take an interest in it and try to keep it from jumping the fire lines and getting out again, friends, that would help a lot. You just don't realize how much it would help. When there's been a long drought, dry season, no rain, and all that, and they're out fighting fire night and day, you just don't know. If you'd follow these boys around a while, then you'd know. That's when they need your help. That's when they need it most. And they need a helping hand. And really understanding of a tough job that they have to do, it's all a matter of understanding, really, friends. And I got a story about that. But first, here's the next tune, and I believe Charlie's going to sing it. It's a little thing called the Tennessee Saturday Night.
Well, Well, listen while I tell you about a place I know. Down in Tennessee where the tall corn grows, hidden from the world in a bunch of pines, where the moon's a little bashful and it seldom shines. Civilized people live there all right, but they all go native on a Saturday night. The music is a fiddle and a crack guitar. They get the kicks from an old fruit jar. They do the boogie to an old square dance. The woods are full of couples looking for romance. Somebody takes his brogan, knocks out the light. Yes, they all go native on a Saturday night. When they get together, there's a lot of fun. They all know the other fella packs a gun. Everybody does his best to act just right, cause there's gonna be a funeral if they start a fight. They struggle and they shuffle till broad daylight. Yes, they all go native on a Saturday night. Story about a place I know down in Tennessee where the tall corn grows, hidden from the world in a bunch of pines, where the moon's a little bashful and it seldom shines. Civilized people live there all right, but they all go native on a Saturday night.
Thank you, Charlie. Thank you. Friends, I wanted to tell you about a little incident happened to me here not too long ago. The boys had been fighting fire there night and day, and I do mean night and day. When night comes, that don't mean a thing to these boys. As long as the fire's going, they got to keep going too. So they needed food, and they needed water and all that sort of stuff. So me and one of the fire bosses run up to the Crossroads Country Store there to get something to eat for these boys and some water and stuff. Well, we got up to Crossroads Store and had the radio going there full blast. So I stayed with the radio to see if a message come in for us, and he went in the store to buy the stuff that we needed, something to eat and all that sort of stuff. One of them hardware lunches, you know, sardines and crackers and stuff. And there was several fellas around. There's right there at the crossroads, and there were several fellas standing around, and these guys began to gather around. First one come over there and leaned over in the door, and he was listening, then another, and another, and first thing you know, they was all over there listening to this radio. Well, it was interesting, because these fellas had never heard of, much less heard. They didn't know such a thing existed. They didn't have any idea that the Forestry Boys had occasions of this kind. Now, they knew the fire was raging because they could see the smoke. And they all gathered up around the car. Yes, sir. It was a lot of fun to them local people until the fire patrol plane came over. And it was right over the fire circling. We could see the plane. And this is what they heard the pilot say.
Air patrol plane number 3 to fire dispatcher. Tom, you've got to get more men out on this fire. She's really rolling and the wind's changed and driving the fire right into the game preserve. On the north side, there's a break over into that logging area. Those logs are still on the ground. I tell you, Tom, we're not going to lick this fire with the number of men on it now. You've just got to get more men in on it.
Well, sir, you never saw such a change on come over people's face in your life. Really, friends, I wish you could have seen it. Now, you're talking about a bunch of faces that got solemn and got down to business all of a sudden. These fellas did. I couldn't help but notice I was watching all of them because I'm really interested in this thing. There was no joking. There was nothing said. Everybody just quieted down there all of a sudden. And for the first time, these men knew what forest fires was all about. It was their game that these boys was protecting. It was their game that was in danger, and it was their jobs that could be lost. And when the fireballs came out of the store, friend, what do you think he seen? He found a bunch of these men, in fact, all of them, was loaded up in the back of the truck, and they was ready to go with us right back to the fire. They wanted to go out and help, and that's exactly what they done. And that's what I call real cooperation. Now, here we go with the next tune, and I believe it features Herman on his little guitar here. Ethiopian steam-heated butane-burning steel guitar with a little dab, dab, and half two dabs of the panhandle rag. On board, Ballpoint Sound. Thank you, Herman. Thank you a lot. That was very nicely done there, my boy. Not near as good as I could have done. Friends, we got to go. We've run out of time. But before we go, here's just a little thought that I'd like to leave with you, and I do hope you'll keep it in mind. The forester has a mighty tough job, fighting fire, protecting your land. So please keep in mind that oftentimes he would sure love your helping hand. Friends, we've sure enjoyed this little visit here with you under the old pine tree, and we do hope that you've enjoyed it too. We'll be coming your way again soon. Listen to the local announcer, and he'll let you know the exact date and time. Friends, don't forget this program is made possible and brought to you with the best wishes and compliments from your own State Forest Service and Uncle Sam's Forest Service, with the cooperation of the station that you're now listening to. Remember, friends, only you can prevent forest fires.
All right, let us go.